Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Tori.
This is Mess Magnet. That's right. Sasha's out. She's too busy. Tori's here.
Oh my God. That's the first time I've ever had like a co-host like stick, because I host solo podcasts and this is like a moment. I'm having a moment.
I'm so excited for you to be here. Obviously, the messengers know you already. You've been on one time before in our very early run. I think it was back in May. I should have Googled it.
Yeah.
You would have Googled it. You would have had in the notes, this is the episode and this is when it happened. But I am not you, okay? I'm not as good.
No. Yes. All I remember, I can't remember when, but I was the first guest. So yeah, I hold that near and dear. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm holding this near and dear to my heart.
Listen, I know. I mean, like Sasha probably would have a pop culture podcast regardless of you, but I wouldn't be part of it if it weren't for you. So I think that you are crucial to the Mess Magnets existing. Before we get more into your podcast, I just want to say to all the messengers, we are 244 ratings. We only need 6 more to unlock merchandise. The Daddy Network will make us UMass crew necks. It'll be so cute.
Oh my God.
Only 6.
Okay, I didn't know you were so close, but the way that we're going to both wear those crew necks on a walk.
Literally.
Is going to be so fucking cute. I'm sorry for an effort in the first 5 minutes. But I'm just excited about the crew necks.
If it's going to be anywhere on RHAP, it's going to be here. And I think I have dropped it before. Like, I on the Hot Dummies feed, I'm just like, whatever. I can say what I want.
I know that this thing could be, listened to by anyone, except for, I guess, when I'm here.
It's fine. No, this is great. I mean, the last 2 weeks have not been safe for work or children. So I think we've probably, like, weeded out the people listening to this in the car. This is an adult-only podcast. Yeah. Oh, my God. But Tori, I know obviously you have the iconic podcast, Ready to Be Petty. I am a faithful listener and I love it. And if anyone loves Mess Magnets, you will love Ready to Be Petty too. But is there anything you want to say about what you're doing over at RTBP to get the messengers hype?
Okay, well, my podcast this week is with you. So
yes!
it's like a tad late, but it's coming. So if you want to hear more Kirsten, like, come check out Ready to be Petty, because she was my most recent guest.
And check it out anyways, because it is fun. It's like when you see the image, it's like, this is what listening to podcasts is like. And it's like the person talking to the billboard of Emma eating the frozen yogurt. That's literally it. I'm obsessed with Tori and all of her friends. And I'm like trying to sneak my way into their lives. And so you should all listen too.
Yeah, I feel like I do really change my personality every single time I have a different guest on. Like, I had tick. Oh, there goes my ring light. Yeah, I might replug that in. But I literally had TikTok Nicole on. She's her episode is coming out in a few weeks, and I was saying stuff like, I'm gagged. And I was like, who am I as a person?
Like, you like changed generation.
But like, I won't do that here.
Honestly, you could. This is a safe space for all of them.
Oh my god, so fucking funny.
Oh my god, it's too much. But okay, so honestly, this past week I feel like has been kind of slow pop culture wise. Like, I was truly scraping the bottom of the barrel thinking, oh, what are we even going to talk about this week? And then thankfully, the mess delivered as it always does. And I feel like we've got some good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I feel like the stars were like, we just came off of Don't Worry, Darlene. We need to just like chill out for like 2 seconds.
Yes.
And then Adam Levine said, hold my beer. It's Monday and I think it's time to make some headlines.
Yes. So I'm sure everyone has seen on TikTok, Twitter, everything. Adam Levine is trending. There is news. And you might be wondering, what is this situation with Adam Levine? And you might need it explained. And that is why we are here, messengers, to help you out. Now, I do want to say first and foremost, literally 5 days ago, Us Weekly did one of their like relationship timeline things, which is like, they do it all the time, and it will be for the most random couples at times when you're like, I don't understand why you're talking about them. And so it's like always, you know, one a couple wants a little PR. And so I think it's very interesting to have a headline so close on the heels of having one of these explainers. Like, it's like, okay, they obviously want attention, but this is obviously not the attention they wanted.
Yeah. I don't know how it aged so poorly so quickly, but like in 5 days, this article is like no longer relevant.
Yeah, it does not matter. So obviously, Kate, for anyone who really is out of the loop, Adam Levine is the lead singer of Maroon 5, a band that this Instagram model today called their music, which is like the most effortless takedown of all time.
Literally, she was like, we don't, I know like he doesn't get talked about in 2022, but I just want to mention this like lead singer of this band, Maroon 5. Have you heard of them? And we're all like, yeah.
Yeah, we have. I've seen Maroon 5 live. I literally saw them in concert in like, honestly, probably like 2013. So right in the midst of him getting together with his wifey. Listen, I have a Maroon 5 band t-shirt and I, now I'm like, well, I guess I can never wear it again. That might be the most embarrassing thing I've ever exposed to on a podcast. I would like to also say, I'm not like a huge Maroon 5 stan. Neon Trees was opening for them and that's who I was there for. But I went with my sister and we got matching t-shirts. I mostly use it to dry my hair. But it's like now it will never make its way out of my house. I just need to be very clear. I was like, oh man, people are going to think I'm such a loser. So,
yes, go ahead.
So do you have like a big, like any sort of history with Maroon 5 or Adam Levine? Like, or are you just like, oh yeah, I know about him because he's super famous?
Well, I liked Maroon 5. Like I like a lot of like radio music, a lot of grocery store music. Like that's just the type of music that I like. So I'm like, I liked Maroon 5. And I just remember when they played at the Super Bowl, how upset people were. And I just like didn't get it. And they've also just not been relevant for like years. Like they haven't had a smash hit in a really long time. So like
I feel like I've made you a boomer when you came on here. Like, TikTok Nicole makes you young and I make you old. Oh, no. This is so bad. Okay, we all know One Room 5. We all like One Room 5 song. It's fine. I feel like there was like a period where he was like the fun coach on The Voice, like when the show first started, obviously. Sure. Okay. Adam Levine has been with Biyati Prinsloo, who is a Victoria's Secret model, since 2012. They got married in 2013. Maybe it was 2014. I don't really know. They've been together since 2012. They have two children. Their children's names are Dusty Rose and Geo Grace. And can you imagine naming your child Dusty? I think we're not talking about this enough.
100%. So do you think that the child goes by like, hi, Dusty Rose, like all together? Or do you think they shorten it down to like Dusty?
I think they probably shorten it down to Rose, right?
Yeah.
You can't call your child Dusty.
It's like not even the type of name that you would pass down. It's like maybe that was your like grandpa's like nickname or something.
It's like, this is my favorite color of pink. Dusty Rose. So strange. And I mean, Gio is also an interesting choice.
Yeah, to me, it sounds really Italian, and maybe that's a gross like generalization, but like Gio sounds Italian, and like, I don't think Adam and I know Biyati are not Italian, so I don't know.
I have no idea. I think they just maybe like unique names, and I think that we're lucky that there's not a bunch of like E-I-G-H's going on here.
Yeah, that's fair. And also, we've talked about this before, I think, on my podcast. It's like they don't need normal names. Yeah, when we were guessing, Kylie Jenner's baby's name, you and I were talking and we're like, well, she can't name it anything like absurd like Axel. And it's like, no, actually she can. she really can do
anything they want. Like name your baby Apple, everything is fine. Anything is the name in 2022 and before if you're super rich and famous.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why Adam Levine is in the headlines now is an Instagram model named Summoner Stroh made a TikTok on Monday, September 19th, which is the same day that we are recording this in a couple days. She chose violence.
She truly did. Like, yeah.
She made this whole thing about how she had been seeing the lead singer of a band for about a year. And they came back into her life with a text message. And so we see the screenshot of Instagram that says it's from like Adam Levine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that could be Photoshopped. Like it could all be fake. We don't really know what's true, but
it was a video and she did just like hold her screen or her phone up to the screen. So like,
it'd be tough to fake.
Yeah. I'm dumb. So it's like, maybe that's easy to fake, but like, it seems like it's not like she just like, I don't know. Maybe it's really easy to fake, but it didn't seem like it.
I fell for a doctored Kanye screenshot 2 weeks ago. So I can't say anything. So bad.
I was like, that was fake.
I was like, I'm stupid. I really just thought it was real.
Yeah.
This is the message that Sumner got. From Adam Levine's account on Instagram. Mm. Okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I want to name it Sumner. Dead serious. And then a next message, which was just like the man shrugging emoji. And I think this is the most unhinged thing about all of it.
Yeah, the emoji choice.
Yeah, like to just follow up with a shrug. Like, hey, woman I used to sleep with who's not my wife. I know I haven't been in your life lately, but can I name my next child after you?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's like the choice that it was an Instagram message.
Yeah.
The punctuation is so weird.
Yes.
Everything about it was super weird, but you're right. You just toss an emoji on the end to like ease the blow. Like it just, it's weird. And I just find it so like astounding that celebs think that they can, again, taking this at face value, saying that this really happened. Like How do you think you can get away with that? That's wild.
Absolutely wild. It's just the audacity knows no bounds. And then this is where, so Sumner mentions that she, quote, never wanted to come out publicly about this because she knows what happens with this kind of stuff. She knows how she'll look. But she found out that a friend that she trusted was trying to sell screenshots of her conversations with Adam Levine. So she's posting the TikToks that her friend can't sell them.
Yeah. It's so much mess. Like, do you think that that was the right move to be like, I'm going to undercut my friend so she can't sell them? Or do you think that part of the story is made up and she just wanted to come out with this?
I mean, that could be real or it could be fake. What I don't buy is that she was like, I never wanted to come out publicly about this.
Yeah. Because,
like, when you are trying to make your living off of social media, any sort of clout or followers is going to help with that. And so I think she must have known in some way that, like, she could use this for clout. She talks about feeling like she was really taken advantage of, which just makes total sense because she's half his age and he is a very famous, like, pop star.
Yeah.
And she was a person trying to be an Instagram model. So, like, there is a definite power dynamic there. So, yeah. I can kind of understand both sides, but I think, you know, if this is going to happen and you have a career that's based off of having a platform, like, trying to grow that platform, I don't blame her for that.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, also, if when someone does something like this and you're like, what's a good way to get back at them? Like, they send me, like, they date me for like a year, and yeah, you're right, she was saying she felt used, so my assumption was that he was like, I'm gonna leave my wife for you type of thing. Like,
they never do. They're never gonna leave their wife for you.
I know. So that's like the context I read into. And then, but it's like, you get this text message and it's like, well, how can I get back at him for being such a D-bag? And it's like, again, like, trying to censor myself.
Yes.
How do I get back at this guy? I, you know, post the screenshots and I do it on TikTok because that's where it's gonna go viral so quickly.
100%. A lot of the comments are really dragging Sumner for not apologizing for sleeping with him, which, like, I understand that impulse, but I also just, like, the man in his 40s who cheated on his wife is, like, way more at fault than the girl in her 20s that he was sleeping with.
100%. 100%. That's such a bad take, I feel like, to be commenting on that. Like, that's just so ugly.
I saw a tweet, like, 10 minutes ago that was like, they're both trash, okay? And it's like, ugh. Imagine having like a crumb of nuance.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Do I think she felt good about this entire situation? Probably not. I don't think anybody who, you know, is sleeping with a married man feels great about it. But it's like, you can't have this conversation without, yeah, thinking about the power dynamics of, like, an extremely wealthy, extremely famous, in the early 2010s,
like, yes.
Rock star, and like an up and coming Instagram model. Like, you wrote here that she has 344,000 followers on IG.
Just checked; it's already up to 353 just today.
Damn. So it's like, yeah, is she gonna get a boost in her career for this? Like, 100%.
Yes.
But also, that's not, like, huge in the grand scheme of things.
No.
Like, obviously, to us, 344K is, like, oh, my God. But in the grand scheme of, like, Instagram models, that's, like, pretty unknown.
Yeah, she's, like, a pretty kind of anonymous girl on Instagram. And obviously, like, enough followers to make money, but not enough followers to be, like, I'm independently wealthy now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There was another TikToker that did, like, the same thing, like, was like, I was hooking up with this married celeb, but they were like, who was it? Like, Nick Jonas or something? But they were like in their pajamas, and then it turned out it was false. Oh, I think it was Clayton from The Bachelor or something like
that. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But I think that that one was like, she thought she had slept with him, but someone else was like using his name. Yes,
which is like so disgusting. But it's funny how this girl was like full hair, full makeup, like full everything. I was like, get fucking... Oh my God. I'm like, get your bag. Don't hold back. Like, get those new modeling contracts.
Oh my God. You're right.
My second and last appearance on this.
I can't. I'm going to get a text from Rob and he's going to be like, you can't advertise. It's fine.
He says that after way too much. It's true. My mom's ashamed.
It's fine. But yeah, so that is kind of the deal with Adam Levine.
Yeah, and
breaking news, everybody.
Yeah, okay, I have two questions for you.
Yes.
My first question is, where do you think this will be in a week? Like, do you think that, like, the Don't Worry Darlene drama, it'll persist? It'll, you know, I feel like Sumner was like, no, who's getting too much attention today? Queen Elizabeth. I'm just going to drop this bomb, but yeah, I like, do you think it's going to persist? And do you like the name Sumner?
Okay, so I'm pretty sure I knew someone with the last name Sumner at one point in my life. And so I'm just like, it just reminds me of that person.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm pretty neutral on it. Like, it's not someone I hated. So I'm like, oh, I hate that name or anything like that. I'm pretty neutral on it. I don't think this is going to persist. I think this is going to be a flash in the pan. I think we maybe will hear a little bit more about it when the baby is born, the next baby, and like whatever the baby is named. I think that maybe will bring this back up. I don't know. I don't think this is going to like keep going unless like something insane happens. Like if Adam Levine spits on someone, then we'll be back here talking about it next week.
100%, because he can't actually now name the child Sumner.
Like, hey, that would be wild. That would be the most unhinged thing that anybody, like, all of this is unhinged. Like, I screenshotted this tweet to read earlier because it like really just breaks it all down. And of course, I can't find it the second I need it. I'm a professional. It's fine. yes, it's at Lil Jill C. Today, I learned that Adam Levine is married to a Victoria's Secret model. Then I learned that he cheated on her after 8 years of marriage while she's pregnant with her third child. And 3 seconds after that, I learned he wanted to name the child he's expecting after his mistress. Hold on. I need a minute. And that it's just as easy as that.
Same. I also need a minute. Like, yeah, it's.
Imagine if he names his baby Sumner.
I know. Because I saw pictures of her. Like, I guess she was pregnant as of June. So the baby, I guess, is coming this fall.
Yeah,
like,
I think she's winter. Due in about a month or two ish.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. She looks so cute, pregnant. Heart goes out to her. Truly,
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I hope she's okay. This is a lot of stress to go through when you're in your like last trimester. Yes. And yeah, I'm just curious about how like Adam's going to try to spin this. Like, is he going to say they're in an open relationship or?
Oh, no. Listen, did you just watch Do Revenge? What do you?
Oh my God, no, I haven't. But I heard that it's getting such good reviews that I actually might break my like no movie rule.
Oh, I have like 30 minutes left, I think, because I was watching it before we did this and I can't wait to go back. Can't wait. It's so good. It's instantly iconic.
Yeah. Okay. I saw like screenshots of all of the movies they were trying to like emulate, and they were doing one of my favorite scenes ever in 10 Things I Hate About You, the paintball scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I watch that on YouTube like once a week. Like,
I love 10 Things I Hate About You. Listen, that's my second favorite movie of all time.
So. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Oh my God. But yeah, okay. What if they don't name the child Sumner?
Yeah.
What if they named it like Samuel or like some other S name. Like, can they name it anything that starts with an
or just,
S? With
yeah, just like being... Summer. Like, they take out the N. And like...
They have a girl. She's named Summer.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that we are going to... We're on high alert for baby names now. Like, I just think that... I don't know. Maybe this is the press Anna Levine needed in 2022. Like...
Maybe Maroon 5 will have a new album coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Can I say one more thing about Maroon 5?
Of course.
What? So obviously when we saw them, they played She Will Be Loved.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole band was crying while they played that song. Like it was actually like a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just for the record. You're like, okay, I'm done. I've had enough. No.
Like, okay. I like think that's great that they actually like have emotional attachments to their songs because I feel like a lot of, you know, people don't have that. So no, I do love that. And isn't he a little bit like estranged from the band? I think they had some like beef with him. Always.
I do feel like that has always been a thing where like there's some sort of tension because he gets all the attention.
Yes, yeah, because like name another Maroon 5 member.
Like, oh my god, don't do this to me.
Yeah, like I have no idea. So yeah, I don't know, that's kind of cool that they actually like care about the music, but that's all I have to say on that.
I also think it's interesting that there are so many Maroon 5 songs about like a woman cheating on a man and how much that impacts them and how like, oh, I had to go kill this guy.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't come around here anymore. And then he's out here just showing his whole ass cheating. So just goes to show.
Yep.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Should we do some Kardashian news? Just like your favorite thing in the world?
It truly actually is my favorite thing in the world. I know it's mixed bag for people, but especially this, because this is something I've been trying to follow for like years, but I don't care about like the ins and outs of it. So I'm so glad someone like finally, you know, did the legwork for me.
So we're not doing like a full breakdown of everything Kardashian right now because we just don't have the patience. But there is one kind of big story. So Kim Kardashian and Scott Disick have been served in a class action lawsuit about a giveaway that they worked on in May of 2020, which I truly do not remember this happening because to me, May of 2020 is 40 years ago.
Oh my God. I'm still processing. Like...
Yes.
Like I truly blacked out that entire year, but for some reason I do remember this. That's like that's on being way too engrossed in celebrity gossip. It's the ones well, I don't I don't know if I can describe this exact one, but it's like the ones that they like sit on their cars with 1,000 bags around them, and or like they stand in front of their house and it's just like a bunch of like empty Hermes bags. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it always catches people's attention. So I'm glad people are following up and calling them on their BS.
And this is one of those, it's like a lottery style. So it's more than just, oh, you comment on Instagram and you share the post. Like there are so many Instagram giveaways where you just comment, you tag someone, you put a hashtag, you share it to your story, all that. I enter them all the time. I honestly, Tori, you're lucky that I don't tag you in like 50 giveaways a day.
Do it. And also follow my personal Instagram.
I don't know what it is. I didn't even know you had one.
I was literally thinking about this the other day. I was like, oh, she doesn't like see any of the good stuff.
Literally, you know, like your personal account, and I'm always like, guess I haven't made the
cut. Okay, well, we'll remedy that after this episode.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I am on the team tag me in any giveaway possible.
Oh, perfect. Me too.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't bother me. I like it. Like just to show some support.
Have you ever won any of the Instagram giveaways?
No.
Because I have won like 3 Instagram giveaways. I won a $100 gift card to a store called Plenty.
I love Plenty.
I know. It was great. I won like a bunch of hair products from an Aveda salon in Calgary. And I won, what was the other one I won? I know I've won more.
Yeah, that's
like a 6-pack of like cider from La Cidery.
Sick. Yeah, I've never won any of them. And I don't know, I always try.
You're due. You're due for a win. It's a numbers game. You're due.
Yeah, especially like there's a doctor in our neighborhood who does like Botox and like fillers. And sometimes she does giveaways. And I was like, girl.
When will I win? Oh my God. That'd be great. If you try for years and then you finally win like the big like Botox, like super expensive giveaway, that would be the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so these giveaways, it's like you have to put in your personal information. It's like a whole process. They call it a lottery, not a giveaway. And there's, I think legally they have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this lottery, the winners, it was going to be 5 lucky winners. They were going to get $100,000, 2 first class tickets to LA, and a shopping spree in like, I guess on Rodeo Drive or wherever Kim shops.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why she's like posing with the bags with like her like Vanna White pose, because it's to show that could be you if you win this lottery.
Would be amazing. But people are saying that this was a scam, that nobody even really won the contest, and that it was just to get Kim and Scott working with a company called Curated, which is an Australian company, because they sell personal information to advertisers.
100%. And she just did one a few weeks ago, which is what reminded me when she used to do these loop giveaways. And I just looked at her Instagram and she's deleted it since then.
Well, yeah, she's getting sued, of course.
Yeah. So she keeps doing them. Like, it's not like this was also a one-time thing. I could see down the line her being sued for the additional like 5 she's done.
100%. And it's also saying that all of the people who like quote won the contest, all of their Instagram accounts were made private like really quickly after everything.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, looks a little sus, but also if I won $100,000, I would also maybe make my Instagram private for a little bit. But I don't think they ever came on private. So
yeah, I talk about this all the time, but if I win the lottery, I don't buy lotto tickets or anything like that, but you know, sometimes I get them in cards for birthdays and stuff like that. If I ever were to win and had to show up at the like check signing where they take a picture of you and post it on Facebook, you better believe I'm wearing a full mask. And you'll never hear from me again.
you'll never see me again if I came into like a massive life-changing amount of money like that. Like, I'll take care of mine. Don't worry.
Yeah,
and I will find you when it is time for me to take care of you.
Exactly. But yeah, I love when it's like, it's iconic. I remember one in BC wore like a Scream mask. And I was like, at first I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, no, what? Same. I would do the same.
Yeah, I don't want to, you don't need anyone to know. I like how we're talking as if we have like millions of dollars. Like, we don't need anyone to know what we look like and make us a target.
Yeah. Oh my God. So funny.
So dumb. Oh my God. But okay, so I guess the main basis of this suit is claiming that all of the people who entered this contest are getting like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ads, like spam phone calls and emails and stuff, based on where they gave the information.
Yeah, I don't know how they tracked it down to like Kim specifically, because like same, but it's because I don't protect any of my emails or passwords. So
listen, can I blame Kim Kardashian for getting like a daily phone call that says there's a warrant for my arrest? Like, I will if I can.
100%. Yeah, I just think like, when is it enough? You are a billionaire. You, not Scott. Scott should be doing these.
Like, I mean, Scott doing shady things is the least surprising thing in the world to me. And even though he's like high key problematic, I'm still like, when will he go on Celebrity Big Brother? I need to see it happen.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I would be obsessed with that.
Risk it all.
Same. But yeah, just with Kim, I'm just like, why are you doing these like fraudulent things to get what, like another $1 million? Like, I just think it's not worth it. And it's one of those things that I'm like, you know how everyone wants to be famous, even if they say they don't, but it's like, literally at what cost? Like, this just doesn't seem like fun. And Kim, if you want to be a lawyer, you got to read the fine print of your contracts.
But yeah, there is a ethics clause to being a lawyer also. So if she's knowingly getting involved in stuff where it's shady, then that is really bad. And then if she's doing it by accident, it's like, yeah, you read your contract, girl. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't want to put all the blame on her. I'm sure she has teams that broke her.
Yeah. There's no way she's the only one who saw the paper. Like, there's not a chance in the world.
Yes, yes. Like, let's throw Kim or Chris in there too.
Chris was there. We know.
Yeah. But it's just wild to me that, and like so embarrassing that you're doing stuff like this, Kim. Like, again, I see a Sumner Stroh doing stuff like this, but not you, Kim Kardashian.
Like, she doesn't have to. So it's a class action suit. So everyone who entered could be eligible for financial compensation. And it's requesting more than $20 million from each defendant. So Kim is named, Scott is named, and the company in Australia is named as well. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that one. I did love Bethany Frankel from Real Housewives of New York. Well, it's like commenting like, you look like clowns posting these giveaways.
I know. And she was coming for Lisa Kudrow the other week. Like, she really is just in her like calling out other celebs era.
She was like really with Spencer from the OC on that one. And I just don't know if that's a side you ever need to be on.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I was like, when it's, yeah, they're just unreliable.
Oh man, so yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm assuming that like every lawsuit with the Kardashians is gonna settle out of court.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And will this tarnish their reputation? No, they're like uncancelable at this point. So who knows if we'll even hear about this again? Like, the news goes so quickly nowadays. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Who knows? If we get like another Olivia Harry sighting, this could be so far in the rearview mirror.
I don't think we're going to see them together again.
Yeah. I actually think like a breakup is imminent.
Yeah, I saw we got we posted the whole breakdown of the Don't Worry Darling drama to the Rob Hessa podcast YouTube. Mm-hmm. And someone commented, like, something I love about Harry Styles is that he does these PR relationships and he won't even fake that he's actually in the relationship.
Yeah, 100%. And I laughed really hard. That's so true. Like, good point. He yeah. doesn't. And yeah, to each their own. But if you're the next person that, if you're the next person that's going to date Harry Styles for PRs listening to this podcast, yes. like go for like a Shawn Mendes or something who puts his like whole
soul. Oh, he will commit.
Soul, yeah. Yes. Almost too much.
Some might argue. I mean, I know I saw some footage of Shawn Mendes and Camilla kissing that I can never get back out of my brain.
Yeah, that's forever ingrained in my... Oh, my soul.
Oh, my God.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We also have some quick bites today, so we will get into those. The first one, I saw Twitter was a buzz because Sandra Oh, queen of Grey's Anatomy, Killing Eve, everything, was at Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
Yeah. Okay, so... did we figure out why?
So, okay, best I can determine is that based on some sort of award she received from the Canadian government made her eligible for one of like a certain number of spots at this event as like a representative of the state. So she's there representing yes. Canada.
Yeah, I was going to say as two Canadians and Sandra Oh is a fellow Canadian, like I'm assuming it was because of that. Yeah. But yeah, I think you're right. She got, I think, the Order of Canada.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah. Catherine O'Hara from Schitt's Creek also has that. So maybe she was there too. But
I think it was like the way it was described. And again, I don't know if this is 100% accurate and I did not do any research into it. So please do not drag me if I'm completely wrong.
No.
But the way it was described was basically like, if you have received the Order of Canada, you can be eligible for spots at events like this representing the country and like a certain number of people would be able to go.
Yes. Yes. Can we talk about just for like 2 seconds yes. how gorgeous Meghan Markle looked?
Yes, absolutely. We can. She's so beautiful.
Oh my God.
And she's of course getting absolutely dragged on social media for exposing her arms at a funeral. How dare she?
She literally was exposing her elbow to wrist.
Yep.
How dare she?
They made it sound like she's in a tube top.
And she was wearing long gloves for most of the event. So it was really a few inches of forearm. But, okay, she
looked... So inappropriate.
She looked literally stunning. She's wearing, like, the smokiest eye. She's wearing tiny pearls, this really dramatic hat. And there's a picture of her crying in the audience and it's just one single tear rolling down her cheek. And you can't make this up. Like, she's just so perfect. But Kate also looked really beautiful and I loved like the veil on her hat, but I haven't seen what Sandra Oh was wearing, but I'll look it up, Sandy, after
this episode. It's all over Twitter. She also looked, of course, elegant and beautiful and perfect because she
is
a perfect human. Truly can do no wrong. And I just wish that she had been on Grey's Anatomy longer.
But she was in perfect.
This, classic, like black with the hat, just very beautiful and classic.
Yeah, and I think she's wearing the honor that she received on her chest, which is cute. I also, and then sorry for not making this a quick bite.
No, listen, we call them quick bites because we're not like doing the full deep dive. It's fine.
But did you read the article about David Beckham waiting in line for 12 or 13 hours? I can't remember the exact time to pay his respects.
I did not see that at all.
Yeah. So I guess he, just because he's like a private citizen, like us.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
Yeah. So he had to stand in the line for 12 or 13 hours when they had the casket open to the British public. So, wow. Yeah. And I just want to.
Anything I would wait in line for 13 hours for.
I was going to ask you that. What would you wait in in line for
$1 billion?
For? Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, that's tough. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Mess.
Mess.
Absolute mess. Another little quick bite. This also happened today. September 19th was a big news day, to be honest. And so if, you know, you're listening to a podcast right now, there would be way fewer podcasts if it weren't for Serial, which came out back in, I think it was 2013, 2014, somewhere in that period of time, right when Adam Levine was getting together with his wife. Serial came out, which talked about the case of Adnan Syed was convicted for the murder of his high school girlfriend, Haemin Lee, who was obviously murdered tragically young. And he has been in jail ever since 2002. He's been in jail. And actually, I think it's 1999. He's been in jail since 1999, mm-hmm. since he was 17 years old. He has been in jail. He was convicted. Anyone who's followed the case or listened to Serial knows that, like, regardless of what you believe of if he's innocent or guilty, there was heaps of reasonable doubt. It was absolutely wild that he was convicted. And even the state prosecutor in Maryland, they requested that his sentence be overturned for a new trial because they have evidence of a few more really promising suspects, one of which said they were literally going to make Haemin disappear. And then her body was found like near his family's house. So there's a lot coming up. I'm assuming there's going to be at least some sort of new trial in the case of Haemin, who, she's dead. Like, she's the big victim in all this. And Adnan also in jail for 23 years, and he should not have been in jail for 23 years. So, I saw like a Instagram reel of him like getting leftovers out of the fridge today after being like free for the first time. And I like started crying. Cause it's just, ugh.
Yeah, that's emotional. Does Serial, so excuse me for not being a Serial listener, but does Serial cover the updates, or they haven't updated?
They do every once in a while drop like a one-off podcast.
Yeah.
And on September 20th, they are going to drop a podcast talking about all these updates, the documents that were served by the prosecutor in Maryland. So that's where you're going to get a lot of in-depth information, as well as the news. Like, all of these are public court documents that you can look at. Some of it does say, like, there's information that they can't release because they're still investigating and trying to find the actual murderer.
Right.
There's going to be updates. And they did, back in 2019, there was a whole hearing to try and get Adnan a new trial that was ultimately successful, but then got overturned. And Serial did podcast updates on that as well. It's the only thing they're good at podcasting about is this one file, because everything else they did was very
really bad, wasn't it? Because this like season one, and then everyone was talking about how season two was really bad.
Yeah, season two, they did. It was about a U.S. soldier that went AWOL in either Iraq or Afghanistan. And basically, he claims that he was a prisoner of war, but a lot of people claim he just left. And like, Donald Trump like said he should be hanged as a traitor and like all this stuff. And this podcast was released like 2015. But it was not so good.
Yeah. I won't be tuning in.
do not be tuning into that one. But season one is a classic. If you're a true crime girly and you haven't checked it out, it's worth listening. It's very well produced. But yeah, so congratulations to Adnan for being free, and hopefully we get justice for Haemin Lee sooner rather than later, because she was murdered at the age of 17.
Yeah, she deserves that for sure.
And then one more quick bite, which is I did a little sandwich. I was like, oh, a happy story, like the sad story, then the happy story. in Mariah Carey's memoir, she mentioned that she had released like a 90s grunge type album, or no, she created it and had never been released. It's been announced that she is going to release this album, as well as a 25th anniversary edition of Butterfly, a new album, a new themed album, and a documentary.
Yeah. I'm so excited for the documentary, the 25th edition of Butterfly, the new album. Like, she's all such an, yeah, all of it, except for maybe the grunge album. That seems really suspicious.
No, I can't wait. I'm so excited. She's so talented. Like, there's no way it's not going to be amazing. I think it's going to fit with her image.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Oh my gosh. And I love the conspiracies about unreleased albums, like Britney Spears's album Doll, I think it was called. And then Taylor Swift's album Karma. Like, I love these, you know, just how the context of the celebrity can influence whether or not we hear like a full album of theirs. But you're right. Whatever she produces is probably going to be excellent. And yeah, the new documentary, like, if it's, you know, done really well, I think it could be really interesting, just because she's a very interesting person and has had a really interesting career.
Yes. And I feel like she's timing all of this because November 1st, baby, and she will be at her all time highest relevance of the year as per usual. And so I think she's going to, you know, roll down that hill into the new year and on Queen of Marketing. Love to see it.
100%. Like, just the way that that song, like the Google searches and the plays and stuff like that, just picks up. Like, it's such an anomaly. It's so interesting. I can't wait for that. But if it's like very like PR or very like Mariah produced it, because we know that she produces her image, like she runs it like a tight ship, I wouldn't be interested in that per se. But if it was just, you know, created by like not a third party, but I don't know, someone that followed her around or something, that would be cool.
Well, I do think also that her memoir was really, really good and well done. And so I think that she would want the documentary to follow like in the same spirit of that. So I think it will be good just because of that.
True. That's so true.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because, yeah, you're right. A lot of these celebrity documentaries are very much like, oh, my life is so hard. I had to admit that I have a single belief into the world. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, like there's the difference between like a documentary where, you know, there's filmmakers following you around and getting interviews from, you know, different family members or fans or whatever. And then there's a difference between like what Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, Taylor Swift has put out. Like that's just continuing their own PR. So yeah, it's not like a well-produced documentary. So yeah, I'm interested to see what she releases.
Me too. I'm super excited. Mariah Carey's great.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for Anonymous?
Of course. I was born ready.
And I am once again asking you all to send us your anonymous mess. We do need some more. We have some in the tank, but we need some more mess. I know that you have family drama, coworker drama. You know of someone with this kind of drama that you can send into us. I know that you exist. I know that you have it. And you can send it to our Google form, tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We protect your identity. We keep you anonymous. Come on. Okay. So this one, it's a short one.
Could you imagine if I submitted this?
Oh my God. I would cry.
It's like, I do like a reveal at the end. Like,
and you're like, and that messenger was me. I would die. I have considered like, should I put in some of my own personal mess, but just like anonymize it? And like, would I be able to the poker face?
And like, what would Sasha say? She's like, but this person's like in the wrong, like.
And I feel like I would like be totally exposed and then like lose everything.
Yes. Yeah. And I haven't read this one yet because I wanted like an authentic reaction. So
I appreciate you.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, let's get into it. So this messenger they use she, her pronouns just up front. So she says, someone attempted to Tinder swindler me. During the summer, a guy dove into my Twitter DMs. We chatted for a bit and then moved to Google Chat, formerly Google Hangouts. What happened to Snapchat and Instagram, girly?
Yeah, I was like queen of specifying. Yes. Like, which app.
No, I'm glad to know. Listen, the DMs can work. People like Chappelle are out here using Twitter as a dating app, and it is like working for people every day. So, okay, after a few weeks of messaging each other for hours on end, almost every day, they finally exchanged phone numbers. So she texted him the next day to make sure she got the number correctly and got no response. The following day, he messaged back on Google Chat apologizing that the reason why he didn't message me back was because he got mugged while transporting money to give to his contractors, because he's supposedly a civil engineer. His phone was destroyed and he would be with the police for a while to file a report. How would he even know she texted?
I'm sorry. The length that straight men go to lie
is to scam people.
Like, I'm speechless.
So, okay. So our messenger says, I'm sorry that happened. I'm glad you're okay. Take your time. So then 2 days later, they get a message again. And he says, like, can you run an errand for me?
Okay, this is again classic. It's like, give us nothing, but I will ask you for a favor.
Like, I haven't spoken to you in 3 days. I did not text you back. I clearly made up an excuse not to text you back. Like, and honestly, props to this messenger for not falling for this nonsense.
Yes.
And so he says he needs to get an architectural plan on the Sephora site, but they didn't have it around where he lives. And apparently lives in California, but also it's a couple places around the country. And so she asked, like, what are you looking for? And he said, 4 Sephora gift cards, $150 each. So this is probably like a woman pretending to be a man scamming, right?
Oh my god,
because they don't have Sephora's in California or other places across the United States.
So
they say, long story short, after that I said no, he got defensive in a very aggressive way, and he's now been blocked and reported on both my phone, Google, and Twitter. And also, not to mention, but this guy was supposedly a religious man and a single father. No, another thing.
Yeah, it's just so funny because it's like, what will make me seem trustworthy? I'm a single father and I'm religious. It's like, I don't trust any of those things.
Someone tried to use the same type of scam type thing with me once.
Get you to buy gift cards?
Not to buy gift cards, but I think that they were trying to like launder money. So I was like talking to this guy on Hinge. Like, this was way back when I was in Calgary, and they messaged me and they're like, oh yeah, like, I just need you to do me a favor. Like, they're like, I want $250 a week, but then I'll send you extra every week and you just have to deposit it into the Bitcoin ATM. And I was like, that sounds illegal. And they were like, no, it's super fine. And I was like, actually, in your life, but I will never be speaking to you again.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And just like the lie after lie, like, I am from a city called Kamloops in British Columbia. It's like 110,000 people. They have a Sephora.
Yeah.
Like,
there's Sephoras. They're around.
Or it's like, buy an e-gift card. Like, I just, I don't know. It seems like that's a scam for, no offense, but an older person. And
that's like when they call you and they're like, you're going to get deported if you don't give me $1,000 in iTunes gift cards. And then you hear about people getting scammed. So it's like, honestly, check on your older relatives. They just need to know that that's not real.
Oh my god. Okay, so you're gonna have to edit out the swear words and just like me seal laughing for the last like 5 minutes.
It's staying in. It's all in, baby.
Oh my god, that's so funny. But yeah, check on your older relatives. And I am so sorry to this person. That sucks. That sucks.
But listen, I'm so glad that you did not get scammed and that you just blocked them and moved on with your life. Better things are coming for you.
100%. You did the right thing. You caught the scam before, you know, your whole identity was stolen and you were out $1,000. So you're the winner in this situation.
Yes. Nothing but winning. And then we win by getting to hear the story as well. Thank you so much,
Tara,
for submitting that. We love it.
Truly. Thank you so much for sharing. Like, I haven't laughed so, like, and it's not at your, like, dismay. It really is just, like...
The story was told so well, too.
So well. It's just the lengths that some... Okay, at first I was like, okay, like, a straight man dating, like, this is... Mm-hmm. The lengths they'll go to, but it's like, no, the lengths a scammer will go to is beyond, absolutely beyond.
Oh my god, absolutely. I love scam stories. I love a crime where no one gets murdered. Like, I just like that kind of thing. Like, people still get hurt, but at least no one died. That's why I like scam stuff so much.
Yeah, like, obviously, like, probably feeling like you were used or you wasted your time or whatever, like, with these types of things, but yes, but...
Oh, yeah, you're right. I sound so insensitive. I'm like, oh, but did you die, though? That's not me.
Oh, my God.
That's not what I mean.
No, we know. Okay. No, it's good. And maybe hopefully this podcast, I don't know, makes up for it.
Like, maybe it'll help someone.
Yes. If you have been propositioned to go buy gift cards from a rando, stop what you're doing right now and report and block.
Absolutely. Oh my god. Okay, we've reached the end. Tori, thank you so much for joining me, subbing in for Sasha today. This has been so much
fun. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. And Sasha, we miss you.
Yes, we deeply miss Sasha. But Tori, in the meantime, if people are looking to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find Ready to be Petty on all podcast platforms and on socials at RTBP Podcast.
Hell yes. And if you're looking for Sasha, listen, she's over on Silent Podcast talking about Never Have I Ever with Chappelle. They have their own feed. She's on Post Show Recaps breaking down She-Hulk. She's all over the Big Brother coverage. I know I'm missing one of her regular podcasts right now, and I'm sorry about it. Go follow Sasha at funsize_04 everywhere. And if you'd like to hear more from me, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What. As Tori mentioned, I'm on her upcoming episode of Ready to be Petty. And Lindsay Wilson and I are recapping Tuca and Birdie over on BoJack Horse Pod. And you can follow us everywhere at Mess Magnets. You can submit your anonymous to tinyurl.com/messmagnets. And you can subscribe and rate us 5 stars at robhaswebsite.com/messfeed. And I'll be back with Sasha next week to talk about more mess. And we will see you then.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.